The Business Matrix. Everything you need to know about starting a business to Fortune 500 companies. We break it down in a way that gets your business growing today. Now here's your hosts, Benny Randall Jr. and Christy Rutherford. Broadcasting from New York City and distributed worldwide on BashaniRadio.com, iHeart, iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you listen to podcasts. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the show.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and Manhattan. You are listening to BashaniRadio.com. New York City, always talking about everything.
Hello?
Yeah, we are back. Okay. Christy, why you be talking and you hear why you be talking and you hear them stuff on and you clearing your throat like you with the Wu-Tang Clan and whatnot? You know I'm going to say your name. And
I didn't know you were ready. I thought you was tripping. Go ahead.
You clearing your throat all through the thing. I have to mute you and whatnot. That's not how this show's supposed to go. We supposed to be on point. You like, hey, is my mic on?
I was getting ready.
What was you getting ready for, a fight?
Microphone check.
Okay, all right. It's like that. All right, then. Cool. Let me see you spit. Go ahead, Christy. Go ahead. Christy on the ride, lead the blah. Stop all this nonsense. Christy, you don't lost your mind. You don't lost the good part and the bad part.
Good part.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I apologize. I'm Benny Randall Jr., aka The Motivator. You can learn more about me. All right. Cool. Let's do this. All right. I'm Benny Randall Jr., aka The Motivator. You can learn more about me at BennyRandall.com or at BennyOnDemand.com. On my side, not in back of me, not on the front of me, on my side, we got Christy Rutherford. Tell them where you from.
Christy Rutherford from Union South, Click, Union, South Carolina. You can find me on ChristyRutherford.com or ChristyROnDemand.com.
There it is.
I'm from South Click.
It's South Click. West Side. You know what I mean? It's all good. All right, Christy, last week we talked about the speaking business. This week we are talking about the coaching business. This is going to be really, really good right here. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And we thank you for all your responses and everything, because we know we pissed a couple of people off. But, you know, if we don't give it to you right and raw right here on the Business Matrix, how you going to get it? You know what I mean? And we ain't even get started. You're going to have to see us live to see it. You know, in fact, I think that's what we're going to do, Christy. We're going to do the business matrix live in person so we can give it to them how they get it. You know what I mean?
Raw and uncut. Don't record me. Put your phones down.
You do like Kevin Hart. You're going to have to put your phones in the bag, and the bag will open at the end of the session because it's going down, baby.
Yeah.
There it is. All right, Christy, I'm going to let you start it off right here. We're talking about the coaching business. What you got to say, Christy? Because I know you learned a lot being a coach, advisor, however you want to say it. Everybody got, you know, some people call themselves, what is it? Coach, advisor, strategist, pookie. Go ahead. Let's go.
Everybody, you know, when I got my certification in 2009, people say, well, Christy, why did you decide to be a coach? And I remember going to this conference in 2006, and I was sitting in the room with this lady who's a coach, and she was talking about, I'm like, oh my God, that's what I do. You know, like, that's who I am. That's the name for it. Cause yeah, I was in the military. Like, for us, it was a mentor. And I'm like, that's what I do. That's what they call it. I want to go get a certification in that too. So that's what I did. And coaching wasn't real big in 2009. I still was a mentor, and I didn't necessarily build a business until 2000, 13, 14 is when I started building my business. But now coaching has exploded. And I've seen people who don't understand the concept. So I'll go back to this. I was at a happy hour a couple of years ago, and I was talking to this guy, and actually one of my friends introduced me and said, "Hey, my friend wants to be a coach. Can you talk to him?" I was like, "Cool." I said, "Who do you want to coach?" He's like, "Whoever will pay me." And I said, "Okay. So what are you gonna teach them? Whatever they want to pay me for." And I was like, "So, you know, what's your niche?" He says, "Whatever they'll pay me for." And that, you know, I ended up making a couple of comments to him. He didn't like me after that. But my challenge with that is, when people invest their time and their money and they trust people, the worst thing that you can do is invest in somebody who calls himself a coach, who their only interest in you is what you can pay them. Their only thing that they want to talk about is what you're going to pay them for. And so there are so many people. I saw a Facebook ad where a guy was like certifying coaches. Like, "I went to Georgetown." That's okay. And all coaches don't need certifications or qualifications. That's what we're going to talk about. But a guy said, "You can get your coaching certification for $29. So Christy Rutherford can create a coaching program and say, "I certify coaches, but I don't want to."
Exactly. You know what I mean? But I think you just dropped the bomb and you didn't even realize it. There is a big difference between certification and qualification.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Certification is put on you by somebody else who you've paid. You know what I mean? I could have 1,000, you know, certifications immediately if that's what I wanted to do, and it would mean absolutely nothing. You see what I'm saying? But qualifications, that's where the experience comes in. You can only get qualifications through experience. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There is no coaching school. You see what I'm saying? You have to be taught by somebody who coaches. It is just that simple. And that's the only way. You can read a few books and give you some ideas or whatever, but the greatest experience you're going to ever get is to, you know, be taught by somebody who's doing what you want to do. There's many different coaches in many different industries. You know, for example, if you want a fitness coach and your coach is out of shape, I'm not sure how you qualify that. You see what I'm saying? I don't care what you learn in your head. If you can't show me with your body, because you are a fitness coach, so you should be fit. Now, I'm not saying nothing, so please don't be sending me no emails talking about fat people could be coaches. All right, whatever it is, anybody could be coaches. That's not what I'm saying. I'm simply saying is the qualifications of that individual should match what you are looking for in your guided experience. Does that make sense, Christy?
Yeah, for me, at the end of the day, do you have the results that I desire? I don't care about your quality. None of my coaches that I've had this year and last year, and you know, none of them have certifications, but they have the results that I want. You don't have a certification. I mean, you're not walking around, even though I'm trying to get you to go to Harvard Business School. You don't have a Harvard Business School, you know, hat on saying, "This is where I went and this is why I'm qualified," or "This is why I'm certified." No. You don't need a certifying entity, but you're qualified because you have the results that I desire. And that's where a lot of people are going wrong, because they're going straight for certifications, but they're not looking for being qualified. So people like Christy, I just don't happen, disclaimer, to be a super nerd. No, I just don't happen to have a low degree of certifications. Mm-hmm. But what qualifies me to do what I do, I've been teaching people how to win for 20 years. Like, that's what I do, teaching people how to get promoted, teaching people how to navigate the careers, teaching people how to do these things. I got certified because I thought at the time that's what I needed. But now I'm learning, I just need to be able to produce results. And that's what I do all day. I just so happen to be a highly certified person, but I don't need that for what I do.
Mm-hmm. But see, there's a difference, Christy. You are helping people do what you have done.
Yes,
it's
exactly.
It's a very simple process. You are helping them do what you have done. And that's the only qualification anyone really needs. It's just like, if you're going to teach me martial arts, I need to know that you can get down when it comes to it. You know what I mean? If you're going to teach me how to run, I shouldn't be able to run farther than you right off the back.
Yeah. I don't want a person who has a PhD and then they coming in and I'm their first surgery. Does that make sense? Like, people get PhDs.
You need to learn on a simulator or something.
Yeah, but people want to be, they get a PhD in leadership and they've never been a leader. You can't can't teach me anything because you don't know my real problems. You're teaching me from book knowledge. And I tell people all day, if you never want to slap somebody at work, if you never wanted to slap somebody who works for you, you can't tell me how I should be a leader because your book would tell me I shouldn't want to do that. And true leaders want to slap people all the time. Teach me how to not slap them. Don't tell me I shouldn't want to. No, I do.
Because that's how you feel. But you got you. I think the beauty of what you went through, Christy, is that it gives you an uncanny experience of how to deal with very stressful situations. And that is something that you can teach people because, you know, like they always say, the best person to teach somebody about drugs is not somebody who read a whole bunch of manuals, but it's somebody who was on drugs. Yes. Because there is an experience of that drug person, you know, there's an experience that is, I honestly don't think it can be duplicated outside of you actually experiencing that. I've never taken drugs, so I can't talk to you about drugs, you know, other than what I've known from other people. But I personally have never taken them myself. You know what I mean? I can't tell you about drinking, you know what I mean? Because I've never drank in my life. You understand? So I stick to what I can do. I know business. Mm-hmm. I'm a business advisor. That's what I do. And I keep it very, very simple. You know what I mean? And, you know, the things that I have learned, I've learned the hard way. You understand? And so I think one idea what people have to do when you're thinking about getting that coach is to say, is this person living the life I want? And are they doing what I want? If you're a person who just want to get on stage, then maybe you need to not necessarily get a regular coach. Maybe you just need a stage coach, somebody who can tell you get on stage. You see what I'm saying? You know, you gotta feel it out what you are looking for. And only you know what you're looking for. And I think that's where a lot of people get misled a lot of times. You understand?
My thing is, do you have the results that I desire? Period. And can you teach me? I was on the phone with my client yesterday in a different country because, you know, I'm an international leadership advisor.
Oh, we got to make sure we get to that international speaking thing title everybody puts on that, too. So let's keep that in mind.
Yeah. I'm actually going to Nova Scotia next month. So I'm about to slap that on my forehead as well.
Sookie.
Yeah. So he said, you know what? He said, you know what, Christy, one of my He got coached from like an instructor at the professor at the school. And he said, you know what? You need a really, really strong coach who won't put up with your BS.
Oh, Lord. He spoke that into existence.
Oh, yeah. He said, you need somebody strong who will not listen to your BS. He said, because you're very charismatic and you're very convincing, but you need somebody who won't listen to that. And I was like, well, hallelujah, because that's who you got. And I was busting the head wide open. But
the thing
about it is, you know, if he would get with a weaker coach, because, you know, I think about our coach relationship. When you remember the time when I said, I like you, that's a problem. Because you were stretching me so far outside of what I knew and who I was. If I'm not getting results, right? Yeah, you're going to challenge everything that I do because nothing is working. And now you're having me do all this stuff in a very, very short period of time. I didn't like you all the time.
Mm-hmm. Well, I did tell you, you probably not going to like me.
Well, I didn't. And then when I did like you.
Don't say that with so much passion, Christy. Look, damn.
And I didn't like you. And every time you would call me, my phone would ring, my eye would twitch. And I would be too afraid not to answer the phone. So what do you want? Why is he calling me? Don't be over delivering. Let's just do the same. You told me you was gonna call me. Don't be calling me. You said you hard headed. Go ahead.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm gonna be very, very clear. Christy once told me one time. Christy told me straight out, I don't even like to talk to you no more. I'm not sure if that's how it's supposed to be because I don't really like you. You know what I mean? And when I tell you, she told me with total passion. Okay. I want you to think about this. This person has hired you to coach them and they paid their money.
Paid good money.
And I called them to have this session and they say, I'm going to tell you what else she said, too. I can tell you now because now it's over. I hope you don't
mind. Why you put
this.
My business in these streets? But go ahead because it's hilarious.
So Christy told me.
Because my clients don't like me all the time.
I was like, Christy, I call you about 2 or 3 times while you didn't pick up the phone. When Christy did pick up the phone, ladies and gentlemen, Christy said, I'm going to just be honest. I'm really not liking you. And I don't like to hear your voice. And, you know, I'm not sure if this is what it's supposed to be like because you make me sick.
And, I don't remember that.
Yeah. Okay, Christy. Yeah,
but that sounds about right.
But tell you though, I said, okay, it'll be all right. You'll get better. Like, you ready? Like, and she wasn't having it because she really didn't want to talk to me. You know, and I thought it was in. But you know what, Christy? I've coached people worse than you. I've coached people that have gotten a family member to call me and says she does not want to speak to you. And I said, but she paid to speak to me, so I'm calling. Well, I'm just relaying a message. She don't want to speak to you. Okay, I'll call back next week. It's just that simple.
You paid me.
Hello? I'm going to show up on my part. Whatever you want to do, if you choose not to show up to class, the class still going to go on. So if I call you and you don't pick up, I'm going to give you about 5 minutes. After that, I'm going to keep doing what I do. So I say all of that. It's funny now that we can actually sit here and be on a show together. What I'm trying to get across here, ladies and gentlemen, the person who you get to help you and advise you should be someone who stretches you.
Yes.
You know, my coach stretches me all the time. You know what I mean? And up to this point, here's a perfect example, Christy. You know, something he told me to accomplish in a short period of time, right? And so I got it done ahead of time, right? So I was like, oh, wait till I speak to him. I'm going to show him this is how the motivator do this thing right here, baby. This is how the motivator do this thing. I got on the phone with him and told him, guess what? You know what you told me to complete? I've done it, and I've done it ahead of time. And this was his response. Great. Here's what's next. I was like, coach, that's all you got? He was like, what you looking for? I said, but I did it ahead of time.
He said,
that's what you're supposed to do. I say nothing, hand claps, finger snaps, nothing. Ain't nobody got no time for that. Let's go. This is what it is. But I thought it was hilarious. And then you know what I realized he was doing? He was teaching me, don't do one success, sit back and cock your feet up.
Yep.
Go on to the next. You should always be challenging yourself, and nobody shouldn't have to tell you to challenge yourself is what he was teaching me. You know what I mean? And I said, wow. You know, after a while, I got it because, you know, you're looking for that praise like a kid, but, you know, you're not a kid. You're a grown man. You know what I mean? What are you looking for? Yeah, woman, man, whatever. You know what I mean? But why are you looking for praise? And it all made sense, ladies and gentlemen. So that's what we're saying here. And that's why Christy's one of those advisors that will give it to you because she already knows what it is to receive it. And honestly, you have to be a great student to be a great teacher and to be a great leader.
Yep. I think about when I talk to a couple of people and they say, well, what makes you different or what makes a great coach? And so we talked about having the results that you want, being able to not allow you to shrink or just be average and normal, right? And that's okay for some people. But if you want to win, you have to be willing to be stretched and be in pain and not necessarily like your coach because nobody likes a person who pushes them past their limits. The third thing is you want them to be able to see the gap. And like, if you have to tell them where you're going to go and exactly what you're going to do, then you're in trouble. And one of the things when we talked, I think the third or fourth time, I said, Oh, I've been looking for you for 4 years. You were like, well, you called off me a radio show. You didn't call to my coach. I was just like, how much? And I've been looking for you for 4 years. One, because you were annoyed that you could see where I was and you could see where I should be. And you made it seem so easy that, you know, like, this is freaking child's play. What are you talking about? You're not here. I can't believe you're here, you know, on the bottom, basically. And you're going in circles and you've done all these things and you can't figure it out because I was the person spending $5,000 here, $2,000 here. I'm going to the event. I'm doing this thing. I'm doing all this stuff to be Oprah rich. I'm telling you, I was working, you know, myself to my knuckles, but I didn't have the system in place. And you were like, wait a minute. What are you talking about? You don't have such and such. What are you talking about? You don't have this. Who's your freaking coach? And I was like, I ain't got one. You know, I had different coaches up to that point, but I didn't have a business coach. And because I had my money taken, you know, we talked about in the earlier shows, I had been taken advantage of so much. Whatever little money that I did have, I was trying to hold on to them coins. Like, I know that I'm being robbed out here in these streets. And what I liked about you was you didn't need my money, but you were going to take my money.
There it is. I wasn't taking your money. You was investing in yourself. Let's get that straight.
Well, I like to say, I always tell people, I don't need your money, but I'm going to take your money. So, you know, maybe that's what I say. But you didn't need my money, but you were putting a value on your time.
Absolutely.
So, you know, so you weren't going to be like this, hey, I like you. You know, let's do a quid pro quo. You're like this, nah, nah, nah. You know.
Because think about it, Christy.
I need my money.
Exactly. Yep. Think about it. You know, how many times have people took each other for an event? Took advantage of people when they've been around them for a long period of time.
All the time.
You understand? Like, you know, how many people have taken advantage of their own friends? They've been around for a long time because that's just how it's going down. You understand?
Yep.
And so I've learned it's just like having a hoopty and having a Bentley. You know what I mean? When you have a hoopty, you'll park it in the street and you'll park it anywhere. But when you have a Bentley, you're going to take that thing very personal. You understand? You're going to take it very personal, and you're going to do what you got to do to make sure I'm going to put this in a garage. You know what I mean? I can't have people running into the bumpers and all that type of stuff. And that you're only doing that because you're valuing it more. It's the same way you value your kids more than somebody else's kids. Not that you're going to do anything to somebody else's kids, but, you know, that's your son, that's your daughter. You're going to make sure you go out the way to offer them the best, you know, but you're not necessarily going to offer the kids down the street the same thing you're looking for. So I say all of that to say this. You have to put value on your training.
Yep.
Whatever it is. And it's a very simple protocol when it comes to coaching. Are they where you want to be? Are they doing what you want to do? Do they got the results that you want to have, regardless of what people tell you? Because people are going to whisper all the time. You know what I mean? And one thing I've learned about whispering people is that if people talk about you, it's because you're doing something.
People talk about me? I don't think people talk about me. But go ahead. What was your number three?
Christy, you know people talk about you, child. Stop playing.
So.
Yeah, okay.
I don't hear it.
All right. Go out there.
I don't hear it.
Yeah, go. No, you ain't going to hear it. But they say it.
That's all right. I'm on 100 flow in the penthouse. I don't know what's going on the street.
Oh, you gone with your bad self.
I said that.
You said
that. Write that down. Take a picture. Emoji it. Hashtag. I can't hear the haters. I'm too high.
There it is. You know? Michelle Obama said, when they go low, we go high.
Right?
Benny Randall said, when they go low, I lock the door.
My mama said, when they.
Oh, come on, Christy. You killed me. Oh, man. I was just about to go there. Stop it.
I didn't have one. I don't have no my mama. You go with my mama because you know I'm always trying to quote somebody else.
I was about to go. So let me start over again, ladies and gentlemen. See, Christy be all up in this Kool-Aid. You know, you ain't even pour her a cup and she just on the table just pouring her own cup. You know what I mean? Ooh. All right. So let me start this over again, ladies and gentlemen. Hold on. I got to go back to the collapse. See, this is what happened when you're doing shows and we ain't practice.
Why wouldn't we practice? That's a waste of time. Let's just get this thing done.
I know that.
We got too much value in our time.
Hello. Hallelujah.
Practice for what? Yeah. Experts on this phone.
All right. It's been too long. I can't even tell the joke no more. I got to catch it next time around.
Okay. We'll do that next time. But yeah, the results, invest your money. But invest your money in the right people. And the biggest thing is, can they see where you are and where you should be and give you a plan to assist you with getting there? And if they can't see that, if they only see what you see, then you're in trouble. But if you have somebody who has the results that you desire and they're of a higher nature, but not necessarily better, but they have more money than you have, or they have more joy than you have. I've seen people who have been and did as a doing, they're talking about they selling happiness. I'm like, this, you're not happy. You look crazier than two left shoes. What are you talking about? You can teach somebody how to get free. You're in bondage. Or one lady, I was at this event, and I think I said something. I hope I did. So she was like, oh, you know, she's working a 9-to-5. I'm going to teach people how to be successful entrepreneurs. I was like, this, but you still got a job. I'm sorry, man. You might want to write a cookbook or something, but being an entrepreneur, an entrepreneur full-time in these streets, you know, she's like, well, I make enough money, you know, while I'm doing a 9-to-5. I say, yeah, but if you were making enough money, most people don't want to just run a side business. They actually want to free themselves, and you're not free.
Right, exactly. They want to get rid of the side hustle.
Yeah. You making $20. Talking about I can teach you how to make $20, or I can teach you how to make $1,000, but you've only made 20.
Yeah, you make $20 saying I can teach you how to make $1,000,000, but you only made 20. You know what I mean?
She gonna make $1,000,000 teaching people how to make $1,000,000, and she ain't never made $1,000,000. Does that make sense?
Hello. Hallelujah, as Madea would say.
You got to watch people. You really have to do your homework. You have to talk to them. And I think at the end of the day, you really have to see whether or not they have the results that you desire. And I saw a lady who was, you know, we talked about, it was a lady in South Carolina who was a health coach who was, you know, she didn't like she was healthy. And I was like, who are you teaching, lady? You're not cooking, but you're not eating what you're cooking.
There it is. And Christy, what I want to say too, don't get caught up in the numbers, ladies and gentlemen. Don't get caught up in the social media hype. I've known people that have 1,000,000 followers on Instagram.
People, not followers.
They've 1,000,000 followers on Instagram, and they couldn't sell 10 shirts. Okay.
Oh, was that girl.
Yes, yeah. It was. Exactly. You know, come on. You got 1,000,000 people, and you can't sell 10 shirts?
10.
Okay. Out of 1,000,000 people. That means that, you know, either all those 1,000,000 people are dead, or they're bots. You know what I mean?
Yeah. What I mean? You can buy followers, y'all. I just want to let y'all know. You can buy that. I've never done it. I was like this. Nah, I ain't trying to do that.
Right. So, and then you will know, because there is no response when you're doing, you know, and at a point where you're doing 1,000,000, you know, you should at least have about 5-10% of that response, you know, in that. You're not going to have 1,000,000 and get 1,000,000 people responding. That's just that. Yeah. The numbers are just too low for that, you know, in that aspect. So, oh, don't get caught up in the hype. Just don't worry about, oh, he got it. Don't worry about how many flyers the people are on, because I know some people are on the flyers and, you know, they take sandwiches to their speaking engagements because they
cheese sandwiches.
They take sandwiches to their cheese. They take sandwiches to their speaking engagements because they probably can't afford food. Okay.
Oh, that's sad.
You know what I mean? An aspect. And they don't even stay in the hotel where they're at. You know what I mean? So go figure. That means they're probably paying for their own hotel. So they had to find that.
They
most...
staying on their cousin's couch.
There it is. You know what I mean? Taking them fly pictures. But that's besides shots fired. That's besides that. As my mama would say, boy, don't you walk outside with socks on and sandals.
You're so funny. So yeah, I hope that the lessons have been learned. I don't think there have been shots fired. It depends on who's listening, you know.
There it is.
But I just hope they, you know, that the audience is aware now of how they should choose a coach. Are they certified or qualified? I prefer for you to be qualified or certified, baby, and I got to get any certification.
Are you certified or qualified in the coaching business? Ooh, I like that. Well, I think that's going to be the title right there. Are you certified or qualified to be a coach or the coaching business? Ladies and gentlemen, like always, we got to get up out. We have so much fun, and we know you want us to stay long. We know you want us to do longer shows and whatnot. That ain't happening. But what we may do We may, you, I want you to keep in contact. I think what we may do, though, we may do a live version of this somewhere where you can come and see Christy and Benny live and in person. And so y'all holler at us and like, you know, to a nice little audience and see. You may do that right here in New York City, all right, and just bring y'all the thing and we just make it happen, all right? Mm-hmm. So you could see how we keep, you know, and allow you to ask your questions, things right in front of you, you know, us, and take care of your business in that aspect, all right? All right, I'm Benny Randall Jr., a.k.a. The Motivator. You can learn more about me at BennyRandall.com. Or BennyOnDemand.com or BennyTheVoice.com. It's just that simple. And Christy Rutherford, where you at?
ChristyRutherford.com, ChristyRonDemand.com. Hey, take care, everybody.
We'll be back next week with another powerful episode of The Business Matrix. Until next time, I love you. You can't do a damn thing about it. Where is that theme music at?
Thank you for listening to The Business Matrix. To learn more about the show, head over to BishaniRadio.com. Join us next week for another powerful episode. Be sure to like us on social media and subscribe to the show on your favorite platform. Until next time, keep growing your business one customer at a time. The Business Matrix.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and Manhattan. You are listening to BishaniRadio.com. New York City, always talking about everything. Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and Manhattan. You are listening to BishaniRadio.com. New York City, always talking about everything.